بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A king saw a dream. A big platter, big tray of fruit. All different types, shapes, sizes. And then he sees that there is a cover over the platter. Thereafter he sees a knife is coming from the heaven, and irrespective of the sizes and fruit, it's slicing them. He got up from the sleep and very excited to know what's the meaning of the dream. He explained the dream to his close people. This is just stray thoughts, don't have to pay attention to it. But it jolted him, and he was really, really anxious to know what's the meaning of the dream. And nobody could explain. So he announced a royal decree that nothing will be burning in any home until and unless they explain what is the meaning of this dream. Now the whole kingdom is in a standstill. Nothing will burn. But what you going to eat? How long you can eat fruit? How long? And meanwhile, one soldier is returning home, and as he comes home after 2 or 3 years, he says to his mother that, "I am desirous of home food. Didn't eat any home food for 3 years, and I'm desirous for home food." Mother explains to him, this is what happened. So he says, "Well, we'll see about that later on. Meanwhile, you just prepare the food for me." So she begs him that, "I'm endangering your life and my life. So no, I will face all the danger, but just prepare the food." She had to just light the fire and start preparing the rotis, and the smoke got out and the soldiers were there to apprehend. He summoned before the king and he says to the king, "Just give me 3 days. I will, inshallah, try and sort this whole thing out." So according to the promise he had undertaken, he ate the food, whatever was prepared, and he went out. Marta kya na karta? You know, it's one of the two things, this way or that way. Work it out, it's your life, and you don't work it out, then it's death. Going high and low, and I need to find out exactly what is the meaning of this dream. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem. So he went out, finding out one person, the second person, and the third person. Eventually, after traveling much, came across one young girl, 6, 7 years of age, seemed to be quite interesting from her looks. So he got into a conversation with this girl, and he asked the girl, "Where's your father?" So she says, that he went to mix earth with earth, sand with sand. Answers are very, very interesting. "Where's your mother?" "Mother went to double the singles." And that's even more interesting. Anyway, not long after that, father came up. So this person says, "You know, your daughter is quite cute. These are the questions that I asked, and this is the answer that she's given." He said, "Yeah, me, I work for the Kabristan." So adding sand to sand, made of sand, returning to sand, made of dust, going back to dust. So the poet says, सामान सो बरस का पल की खबर नहीं, आगा अपनी मौत से कोई बशर नहीं. Nobody is concerned about that moment, fatal moment. It's coming. It can be a bliss, it can be a joy, as it happened for many people. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayh is a leading student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. As he passed away, and like everybody is very curious, someone passed away, now what happened? What happened after that? So they will see what someone will discuss, someone will ask what happened. And لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنَ النُّبُوَّةِ إِلَّا الْمُبَشِّرَاتِ. The hadith says, now after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no wahi is going to come down. Wahi is terminated, absolutely blocked. No wahi, no revelation. But Mubashirat, good news will come. For the believers, Allah Ta'ala sends good news. Allah Ta'ala loves us so much. Just now we read the story of Malik bin Dinar. Imagine the man is drunk, you know. Someone told him, mustn't say piss drunk. It's a vulgar language. But anyway, there's no other word that I can use. But Allah Ta'ala found a way for him as well. Some days back, that person is in an island, making bhut parasti, worshipping an idol. Allah Ta'ala found a way for him as well. Got the ship wrecked, and they looking for refuge on an island. Eventually they got him, invited him to Islam, died as a Muslim. So the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, for any person who's got a little bit of spark, a little bit of goodness in his heart, sincerity in his heart, but Allah wants to work out a way for him. So his doors are wide open. Many a times, women overtake us. One person said, whoever knocks the door will find the door open. So one great woman, Reza Wali, she says, when was the door of Allah Ta'ala ever closed? Saying, you knock at the door and the door opens. I want to ask from you, when did the door of Allah Ta'ala ever be closed? It's always open. But the problem is there are no takers. Allah Ta'ala says that my doors are open. His treasures never deplete. They never forget deplete. They never decrease. It is like the beginning. Like, you know, the ocean, you draw out water from the ocean, does it decrease the water of the ocean? Then the treasures and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is far beyond that. It's an ocean that is shoreless. Imagine a shoreless ocean. Can you imagine? It's beyond our imagination. That's Allah Ta'ala. That's His treasures. So He wants to usher everybody. But are there any takers? Anyone to come in? So anyway, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, as I say, the mubashirat, good news, Allah Ta'ala allows it to flow. So that someone is still searching for the good, he'll find a room. He's passed on, and someone saw him in the dream. And how did it fare with you? So I don't know anything about malakul maut and any interrogation in the qabr. I don't know anything. He passed everything, bypassed everything. Like, you know, you're going to a doctor's surgery. So if he's got a special contact, he takes you to the back door. Say, all right, I'll show you. So the normal procedure is you follow the queue. But nothing stops the doctor from taking you from the back door and attending to you first. So nothing stops Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to do anything to the back door also. You can do it openly. Who is scared of? If he wants to allow anybody to be bypassed, bypassing the whole procedure, who can stop Allah Ta'ala? So he says, what happened to me, I was looking for some masla, I was looking at the kitab, something about freeing of slaves and all that, then I was looking at that kitab. And next morning I see myself in the qabr. I didn't even know I had died. All the procedures, everything I bypassed. Then I asked them in the qabr, but you know what, but in the qabr you're supposed to be asking me these three questions. And I got bypassed through the questions also. I asked them actually in the cover that, you know, everybody has to go through this, you know, immigration, they ask you who you are, whatever, whatever, all these questions they will ask you. So no question, nothing asked. So when I asked them, but what happened now? So the answer that was given to me, O Muhammad, had we wanted to punish you, we would have never blessed you with our ilm. We gave you this knowledge because we wanted to bless you. Allah ma kana minkum. Whatever you had, never mind. But we wanted to bless you, therefore we bestowed you this knowledge. So who Allah Ta'ala wants to bless, He can bless. Nobody can stop. But like I say again, repeatedly, the Quran Sharif says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. I'm saying in the same spirit, are there any takers? Well, lene wale bhi hai. Are there any takers? Allah is saying, my treasures are open. Are you there with your begging bowls? One person is in the throes of death, and as he's on the throes of death, someone is taunting him. Ah, you are like this, like this. He's now passing away, and bichara isko taan dene ka mauka mila marne ke waqt. He wants to taunt the person in the time of death. So another friend of his walking said, "Hey, what's happened?" So he read the verse, "Ya layt qawmi ya'lamun bima ghafara li rabbi waj'alani min al-mukarimin," and he passed away. Say, yeah, these people, these blind people, they've only known how Allah Ta'ala blessed me and made me from Jannat, made me from the Jannatis. And he just said that, he read that verse and he's gone. So, for some people it's a pleasure. The journey, they're looking forward to the journey. And some people, they are very worried about the journey. Some people are very eager. And it becomes interesting for them. One person says, "Nazar kardim, I vow to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, you bring me on that day, the day that I want to meet you." Ta dare mi kada farha wa ghazal kham yam. Oh Allah Ta'ala, if you brought me on that day, I'm going to meet you. You know, the dream of all my hopes, my beloved Allah Ta'ala, if I'm going to meet you that day, I have vowed that I'll come singing and dancing before you. You know, all my excitement will just, I could lose control. Because this is what I was living for. This is what I died for. This is what I worked for. And this is now the dream of all my pleasures. So there are those people as well. So it can become an exciting moment. Very, very exciting moment. But are there, again I say, are there any takers? As Mawlana Thami Sahib Rahmatullahi, his Nana or his Dada is about passing away. So, like how someone is passing away, so they put a sheet and all that around, with the sheet near his head or somewhere. And ladies in the house, they saw now that the man is about going, so they started crying, like how women can't control themselves. Now he's about passing away, and they're crying. So he removed the cover from his face, and he says, "Zalimo, marne bhi nahi dete. What's wrong with you people? You're not letting anybody die as well. At least have some mercy. Let someone die nicely." So he shouted that they all kept quiet. When they kept quiet, then he put that shawl over him and then peacefully passed away. So Allah Ta'ala can make it happen. But are there any takers? The main condition is, are you loyal to Allah Ta'ala? And Allah Ta'ala can make it for everybody, be it a king, be it a pauper. In your position, all you need to do today, and in trusting in Allah Ta'ala and saying, be loyal to Allah Ta'ala. Be on His side. In any situation, be loyal, be faithful, stand for Allah Ta'ala. King Faisal is about to pass away. He's about dying, right? He's a king, sitting on the wealth, the greatest wealth of the world, right? And as he's passing away, someone is seeing that Hazrat Nabi Sam is waiting. Who is waiting for? King Faisal. And just then King Faisal passed away. Now you look at his life, what he stood for Islam, for Allah Ta'ala. In spite of all the odds that were against him, everything against him, They're threatening him, Kissinger, everybody's, they are threatening him with his life. No, I will stand for Islam, I will live for Islam, I will die for Islam. I will never give in my principles. I will support the Muslims, I will live for them, and I will die for them. That loyalty. And he gave his life. He shot just because he stood for Islam, he stood for the Muslims, he stood for the goodness, for the well-being of the Muslims. He was shot, right? But then, what a price and what he got after that. He paid the price and what did he earn after that. So, in the treasure of Allah Ta'ala, there is no shortage. But are there any takers? Again, I repeat this word. Are there any takers? Allah says, I got it. إِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ I've got treasures, stocks and stocks I've got it. Nobody can control and regulate my treasures. I've got it. You want it? I ask you, just be loyal. لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ This verse says it very clearly. On Allah's side or not, you love him or not, you show loyalty to him or not, you're faithful to him or not. Wherever you are, I'm faithful to Allah Ta'ala. In my business, in my home life, in my domestic life, in my social life, amongst my friends, I stand with Allah Ta'ala. I stand for that value. I love Islam. I will live Islam and I will love Islam. I will love Islam, I will live Islam, I will die Islam. At least can't we say these words as we're retiring to sleep. I live Islam, I will love Islam, I will die Islam. I love Allah Ta'ala. I love my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'll live for them. I love them. I live for them. And I will die for Allah Ta'ala. Can't we say this? This is the last words as we get up, as we sleep in the night, at night, and the first words that we will say when we come up in the morning. It's a more or less equivalent of Raditu Billahi Rabba, wa bil Islami Deena, wa bi Muhammadin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rasulun wa Nabiya. Can't we say these words? These words will just ring in our minds all the time. All times. Allah will make it a reality. In this time of fitna, if we can't do much, but this much, at least this much. So that the death can become the most enjoyable moment. خَيْرَ أُمُرِي آخِرَهُ خَيْرَ أَمَلِي آخِرَهُ It can be better than 1,000 Eids, brothers. Literally, really, the day of death can be better than 1,000 Eids. The Sahabi is passing away and he says, Fustu wa Rabbi al-Kaaba, I won. You know, imagine person is in the marathon, you know, and he just breaks the ribbon as he comes to Durban first. What do you say? Viva, I won. So that person is on the death line. He's just coming up and he says, I won. The Sahabi is saying it. So he lived for Allah Ta'ala. And he died for Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala showed him that reality, you won. And in that ecstasy, he shouted, I won. Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. Allah Ta'ala made it happen. Can't he repeat it? He knows the trial. And in one hadith, it's a lengthy hadith, but the gist of the hadith. So Nabi Sallam speaks about Iman, right? Whose iman is most wonderful and exciting? Well, the iman of the Anbiya, Malaika. Well, the Anbiya and Malaika, they see everything. Allah shows them Jannah, Jahannam, Malaika. They see the revelation. Well, then the iman of the Sahaba Kiram who saw the Anbiya, alayhi salam. Well, you're also witnessing the revelation coming down. You're seeing it fresh, coming in. Their iman is most exciting and most beautiful, and most exciting. So then whose iman is excellent? No, those people that will come in the later ages, that didn't see Allah, didn't see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, didn't see the Sahaba Kiram, but yet they stood for Islam. They didn't see Allah Ta'ala, they didn't see Jannat, they didn't see Jahannam, they didn't see even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With all the odds that on their side, they still stood for Islam. They still were true to Allah Ta'ala. They were true, they were loyal, they were faithful to Allah Ta'ala. with all the odds against them. When all the odds against them, they stood. So you think Allah Ta'ala won't appreciate. You appreciate, Allah Ta'ala doesn't appreciate. كان الله شاكرا عليما. Allah Ta'ala is the one with the greatest gratitude. But again I ask, is there any takers? Are there any takers? You see, Allah is saying, my doors are wide open. Anybody to take. So anyway, we're talking about the story, this little girl's story, and this soldier. So the father says, well, this is what she's implying. He said, well, this is the right person. This is the candidate. I want to get it from her. The story here, I heard from Hazrat, I don't know how many times, but once on the plains of Mina, Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah had come to meet Hazrat Rahmatullah. And all these people that used to come, they would want some advice from Hazrat Rahmatullah. And this was the story that Hazrat Mawlana Masihul Sahib Rahmatullah gave to Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah in my presence in Mina. And up to recently, I had that shawl. And I don't know, all my tabarukats get stolen. I don't know how it goes. Mawlana Junaid gave me that. Bal Mubarak, that thing also went away. I don't know what happens. Any tabarruk I get, it goes away. I had the shawl. Somehow, I don't know, where it disappeared, Allah Pak knows. Where both Zuzruks sat. Hazrat Ji sat, and Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib sat. I had that shawl. But anyway, Allah Pak knows best. So anyway, so this girl says that the meaning of the dream is the platter is the earth, right? And the fruit are the variety of people. Someone is white, someone is black, someone is brown, someone is yellow, someone is in Asia, someone is in America. All these are the fruit of the earth, right? Because man, he is the fruit of the earth. The fruit of the earth is man because he's got supreme control. سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah gave him control. So he's the fruit of the earth. And then, they are all sizes. Small, big, green, ripe, etc. All sizes. Then, the top is the heaven, right? That's the heaven. Then the knife is the Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut, when taking the life, it doesn't discriminate age, size, race. No, nothing. It doesn't discriminate. It takes anybody. Normally, in the world, coming into the world, there is a sequence, right? First, your great-great-grandfather came, then the great-grandfather, then the grandfather, then the father, then the son, then the grandson, great-grandson. This is a sequence, right? Of coming to the world. But leaving the world, you don't say, last come, first out, you don't say that. Anybody goes, anybody. Allah Baks, that's his decision. So this knife that comes in, and it takes anybody indiscriminately. Doesn't discriminate anybody. Anybody it's commanded to take, it will take. So this is the type of preparation we need to have for us. Because death can come and strike at any time. Young, old, healthy, unhealthy, sick. Have you heard about that? Dr. Mahmood Mutala, good person. I remember 1979, he was in Jalalabad. I was there. And Hazrat Ji asked me to teach him. So I was teaching him from Bessie Zewar until some other person came in. But I was teaching him. So good days, good persons, and the good day of Ramadan, last Ashara, Allah Ta'ala gave him, took him away, last Ashara. Ramadan, the interrogation of the grave also stops. Interrogation also stops. You know, like they say, you want to go in Mecca, Medina, pass the customs or something, a good time is around Seri time, Iftar time. Because they're all too busy about the iftar. So they won't check you. Or they're too busy with the sehri. So they won't check you well. Yeah, not check you. They won't check you at all. Everything is closed down. Ramadan, closed down. Jummah is closed down. Everything is closed down. You're just passing through. Anybody's coming at that time, any Muslim coming, you're just going through. So Allah Ta'ala blessed him. Some good there must have been in him. But I remember very good heart, the person that you won't find him engaged in kibath, gossiping, carrying tales. You won't find. So tonight we'll make two promises. One promise is that we'll stand for Islam, stand for Allah Ta'ala, stand for His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in any situation. Even if we can't do much. But we'll stand for Allah Ta'ala, stand for Islam. Stand for Islam, stand for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever the sunnah is, we will love it. Maybe we can practice some, we can't practice our laziness. We'll ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness that we can't practice. Not that we don't like it, we like it, we love it to bits, but our laziness, we're not doing it. Allah, give us a tawfiq, one day we'll do it. That is the one resolve that we go with, right? The second resolve that we must go with is sometimes there are blockages, obstruction on the road. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah is given on hadith, you know. It says there was a drought in a certain area and the rain was withheld. So the people came out with the Nabi of the time in the open istisqa, you know, when you're pleading for rain, you make istisqa namaz. So they made istisqa namaz for some time, but no rain coming. Contrary to what they would expect, you see. So Allah Ta'ala sent down a wahi, a revelation to the Nabi of the time, that you people can go on crying until the moisture of your tears can grow the grass of the earth, but no, you're not going to get a drop of rain. Allah Ta'ala, for what reason? Now there is a person within your ranks who's gossiping, carrying tales. There's a person within your ranks who's gossiping and carrying tales, breaking up friendship, this, that. Some people, that's their business. Carrying tales, spoiled relationship, divide, or try to attract attention, turn attention away from someone else, jealousy. And unfortunately, you know, this phone is doing everything. All these apps that we got is doing all the damage. What damage didn't happen for years and centuries, this is happening so quickly, so swiftly. We just link up with one group and they're posting some information and we just, so gullible, we just swallow it. Any information any person is giving, any person, we're not. Do we need that information? First of all, do we need that information? And second thing is this, that is it right for us to believe anything and everything? Tomorrow it could be you. Someone said, no, this person committed zina. So then, now they put you onto your defense. So, is this the right thing? I ask you, as a Muslim, is it the right thing? Any information, every information, I am posting it to you, you posting it to the whole world, it's going viral. Is this how we behave? You know, in this etiquette, so I spoke about this gossiping, and how the phone works, right? And one brother came, one mullah told me, from Joburg, he left now. So he says, you know, the last time I came here, you spoke out against the social media and all that, these groups and all that. He said, I just closed it. He was a simple person, nice person, simple person, I just closed it. But the amount of sukoon, you know, tranquility, peace, I'm focused on my work, I can have better concentration, my namaz, everything is working very well. I just left the thing, and alhamdulillah, the 3 years now, I got no problem. One mullah told me yesterday that I had this thing here, you know, I had this thing. And with a lot of difficulty, I was managing just two sipara. Although he's a hafiz, good hafiz, I would suppose. I was having a lot of difficulty reading two siparas. But after I advised him, so I just closed the thing down. And after I closed it down, aramti, you know, very easily, I'm just gliding to 20 siparas in the day. From 2 to 20. I ask you, is this not a shaitan? I ask you. Ask yourself in the house of Allah Ta'ala today, possible it's also one of those big nights, right? But ask yourself, from 2 to 20, is this not shaitan? Is it not something that's distracting you? Where you could have reached, where you could have escalated? But no, we have to have that. This panchayat here, that one there. What is right, what is not right, only Allah knows. Who is speaking right, and who is malicious, who is carrying tales, etc., we don't know. Who is right, who is not right, we don't know. Everybody says, no, I'm intelligent, I can read between the lines. Later on, you discover that you could Forget between the lines, you can't even read over the lines. After years, you'll discover the right. So we're talking about the story here, you know. So Allah Pak says to Musa alayhi salam, you're not going to get one drop. Whoever the Nabi, I don't know who the Nabi was, but you're not going to get one drop. Because of one person that is carrying tales, gossiping. Like I see how it divides, how it breaks up. Do we like to break? Or do we like to be broken? Do we like to break others? Or do we like to be broken ourselves? We don't like to be broken. Then why should we encourage people to be broken? So anyway, this Nabi says to Allah Ta'ala, alright, show me that person who is carrying the tails so we can just remove him and then we can engage in dua. So Allah Pak says, well, you know, I am stopping you from carrying tails. Must I carry tales of my banda? See the what we miss out repeatedly. I say, you don't see the love of Allah Ta'ala. How much He loves us. He could have just said, hey, this is a person, this is a culprit, move him out. He could have said that. But He said, I am stopping you from carrying tales. Must I carry tales of my banda? With all the wrong, all shabrawi, kababi, Allah still blocks you. The love, see the love, the kindness. But do we appreciate? Do we show some appreciation to the love Allah has got for us? For the kindness He's got for us? Anyway, the Rabbi thought to himself, now the only way to get rain now is, thought of a third way, that we will move one person out and make dua. Move the next person and make dua. That's the only way left now. Otherwise, everybody's going to be suffering here. Now, when he thought of this strategy, the culprit that was guilty, he made tawbah within his heart. I'll never do this again. So this is one of the nights we resolved to Allah, we're not going to do this again. So he made tawbah with Allah, I beg you, I'll be disgraced this now because I'll be removed and rain comes. For the rest of time, people will embarrass me. Ah, you that person. Huh? So what are they going to say? What are they going to talk about me? Allah, I promise I'll never do this again. Never carry tales, never listen to it, never carry forward, but you're not going to lose anything. Your namaz will be more composed, there will be more better concentration in your namaz. Your ibadat, your zikr, tilawat, everything will be better. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, can't just for the improvement of our namaz, our zikr, our Quran Sharif, can't we leave out some things that distract us from the beloved? Like I say, be loyal to Allah Ta'ala. If you, in that intimate moment with your wife, right, Will you entertain any type of interruption? Any type of, you don't want that interruption. Now, the namaz is the most intimate time you've got with Allah Ta'ala. And then you are allowing interruption. Zikr, Quran Sharif is an intimacy with Allah Ta'ala, interruption again. Can't we stop everything? Allah Ta'ala, your relationship is too dear for me. I am not going to entertain anything. So he makes tawbah. Now, the moment he makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala sends the rain. When Allah Pak sends the rain, now the Nabi says to Allah Ta'ala, show me that beloved of yours on account of whose tawbah you blessed us with the rain. Allah Ta'ala, what he says? That beloved, on account of him, now we got blessed with rain. So, wajiwa. Jab humare saath dushmani thi, humne unko chupaya. Ab humare dost ho gaye, hum uska izhar karenge kya? What are you talking about? What nonsense are you talking of? When he was on a warpath with us, when he was on a warpath, we had concealed him. Now, we patched up. He patched up with me. He came on good terms with me. Now, am I going to expose him? How am I going to expose him? You see, the love of Allah. A little bit of consideration, respect for the love Allah has got for us. Let's say, it's all these things that are disrupting our lives. Destroying the peace, the relationship that we've got with Allah Ta'ala, I'm just moving it out of my life. Whatever it costs, right? It's 10,000 and 100,000, but it's something I'm paying for my relationship. You know, if the relationship with Allah Ta'ala is something really priceless, is something really precious, what are you going to give for it? That's what I say, loyalty. The loyalty with Allah. If the relationship is something priceless, is something valuable. It is something that is precious. What are you going to give for it? When you make nikah, and you give something for it, isn't it? You show now, 10,000 rand, 15,000 rand, 20,000 rand. You show that I got a respect. When you come in to give the kunchas, right? You show now I got respect for that girl. So I'm sending all these kunchas across, this jewelry across, right? Don't you do that? Eh? One friend of mine told me that he was at the Dubai airport, right? So they went to the jewelry shop. So the wife had to just look at some jewelry set, and she says, on, 1 million rand job. He bought it cash. So I don't know, one bad thought went through my mind. The bad thought went through my mind was this, that when you're old, you got nothing else to give. Anyway, Allah forgive us. This could be one of the possible big nights. Appreciate it most. Allah accept all our du'as and stand up for Allah Ta'ala. Loyalty. Number two, these things that are interrupting the relationship, this distracting the relationship with Allah Ta'ala, close this thing. Today we'll offer that to Allah Ta'ala. We're offering this to you. That these are the things that are that's disrupting our relationship, distracting our focus. Allah Ta'ala, we'll remove it out. We want to reconnect with you. May Allah Ta'ala accept all our du'as.
Mulana Junaid Vahir is requested to come to the front and make the du'a.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka ash-shukru kullu, wa laka al-mulku kullu, wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kullu. Subhanaka la nuhsi sanahan alayk, antaka ma'asneet ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma salli ala ruhi Sayyidina Muhammadin fil arwah. Allahumma salli ala qabri Sayyidina Muhammadin fil qubur. Allahumma salli ala mashhadi Sayyidina Muhammadin fil mashahid. Allahumma salli ala mawqafi Sayyidina Muhammadin fil mawaqif. Allahumma rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. اللهم ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا اللهم ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد اللهم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين اللهم رضى عنا رضا لا تسخط عنا بعده أبدا اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم Oh Allah, Oh beloved Allah, do forgive our sins, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, show mercy upon us, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are in a pitiful condition, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, despite all our weaknesses, our wrongs, our sinning, all our weaknesses, Oh Allah, you still dragged us, Oh Allah. You still honored us and brought us in this gathering in your house, Oh Allah. You gave sinners like myself a place in your home, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, you are so kind, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, since you have done so much for us, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't send us empty-handed, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, we fear, Oh Allah. We fear you, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, we fear you, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, please, oh Allah, do forgive our sins, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you have seen us from the day we have been born till today, oh Allah. You have seen us more than favorably, oh Allah. Oh Allah, see us favorably tonight, oh Allah. Oh Allah, declare our forgiveness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are scared of you, oh Allah. We fear you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, but we have high hope in your mercy, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we never ever saw difficulty at your hands, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you see us through, oh Allah. See us through tonight, oh Allah. Forgive, declare our forgiveness tonight, oh Allah. See us through in the coming days, oh Allah. See us through in the future, oh Allah. Oh Allah, view us favorably for the days that are to come, oh Allah, in this world, in the qabr and in the hereafter, oh Allah. Oh Allah, take mercy upon our condition, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you are the very same Allah, oh Allah. You made all systems work for that person in the Bani Israel who had committed that 100 murders, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you overnight came onto his defense, oh Allah, and you saved him and made systems work for him, oh Allah, just to see to it that he is honored in Jannat, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you make all systems work for us as well, oh Allah. Ya Khuda, hamare kaam bana de aaj, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make systems work for us, oh Allah. We have nothing to present before you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we only have sins, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you make all systems work for us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, declare our forgiveness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, change all our bad deeds into good deeds, oh Allah. Oh Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have mentioned, oh Allah, that you are the one who can change all our sins into good deeds, oh Allah. You can even make the malaikas forget our sins, oh Allah. You can even take out all those sins from our books of records, oh Allah, that on the day of Qiyamah, there are no sins to be declared, oh Allah. Oh Allah, do that for us, oh Allah. We have nothing, oh Allah. We are broken down, oh Allah. We only have hope in your mercy, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we have enjoyed all your comforts, all your favors, oh Allah. But we don't even express any gratitude, any thanks, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we can't even count the favors that you have showered upon us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, day and night, oh Allah. There are so many billions and trillions and gazillions of favors we have enjoyed, oh Allah. Lekin ek din, oh Allah, we haven't even uttered one word of thanks, oh Allah. Rather, we look at you and keep complaining, oh Allah. We disregard your favors, oh Allah. Oh Allah, there are ummatis, oh Allah, that are suffering and are deprived of these favors, oh Allah. But you have given us more than what we deserve, oh Allah. You have kept us better than the best, oh Allah. Oh Allah, but we keep complaining, oh Allah. We keep expressing ingratitude, oh Allah. We are not thankful, oh Allah. We are ungrateful, oh Allah. Oh Allah, Allah, record us from amongst your shakirin, O Allah. We don't even know how to thank you, Allah. Where can we start from, O Allah? Teri taraf se ata hi ata, lekin hamari taraf se khata hi khata, O Allah. We only know how to sin, O Allah. We only know how to be ungrateful, O Allah. O Allah, declare our forgiveness, O Allah. O Allah, list us from amongst your shakirin, O Allah. O Allah, have mercy upon our condition, O Allah. O Allah, and teach us, O Allah, for the coming days, O Allah, how to be grateful servants, O Allah, how to thank you, O Allah, how to use every favor in your pleasure, O Allah, in a way that you will be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, many a times, O Allah, the malaikas may be bringing complaints about us to you, O Allah. O Allah, overlook our weaknesses, O Allah. O Allah, don't let our sins be a means of you taking your favors away from us, O Allah. O Allah, overlook us, O Allah. Just like how a parent, O Allah, overlooks the mischief of his infant child, 1-year-old child, O Allah. He overlooks it, O Allah. He knows the child cannot reason, he cannot think, O Allah. O Allah, treat us like that, O Allah. Overlook it, O Allah. O Allah, be kind towards us, O Allah. O Allah, we fear you, O Allah. Have mercy upon us, O Allah. O Allah, our parents, O Allah, do forgive our parents, O Allah. Those of our parents who are alive, O Allah, grant them afiyat in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, show mercy upon them like how they have shown mercy upon us, O Allah. O Allah, give us a tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to serve them, O Allah, for the rest of their lives, O Allah. O Allah, allow us to serve them in such a manner, O Allah, that dua just flows out from their mouths, O Allah, that they are always happy with us, O Allah, and you also be happy with us, O Allah. O Allah, those of our parents and families and anyone from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have passed on, O Allah. O Allah, do forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, we are pleading on their behalf, O Allah. O Allah, it is not easy across, O Allah. O Allah, the akhirat is not easy, O Allah. O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, show mercy upon them, O Allah. Oh Allah, make every second a happier second for them in the hereafter, oh Allah. Oh Allah, show your mercy upon them, oh Allah. On the merits of them being a ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, forgive them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, if they are going to be apprehended, oh Allah, and reckoned, oh Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be concerned and unhappy, oh Allah. Oh Allah, look at him, oh Allah, and do forgive them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those of them who are in the comforts of the hereafter, oh Allah, increase their comforts, oh Allah. Those of them who are not in the comforts of the hereafter, oh Allah, grant them the comforts of the hereafter, oh Allah. And those of them who are in the punishment, oh Allah, remove the punishment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant them entry to Jannah, oh Allah. You surprise them tonight, oh Allah, and grant them entry to Jannah, oh Allah. Forgive them, oh Allah. No one can question you, oh Allah. No one can ask you, why did you forgive them? On what action of theirs did you forgive them, oh Allah? No one can question you, oh Allah. Do forgive them, oh Allah. We are pleading on their behalf, oh Allah. Do forgive them. Take mercy upon them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you be pleased with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, be pleased with us, oh Allah. Forgive us, oh Allah. Save us, oh Allah. Save us from the fitnas of this world, oh Allah. Save us from actions that will earn your displeasure, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us in every respect, oh Allah. Kadam kadam par puri rehbari aur rehnuma farma, oh Allah. Oh Allah, all those that have been responsible, oh Allah, for our deen, oh Allah, whether it is the musannifeen of the kitabs, oh Allah, that we have read or we haven't read to, oh Allah, directly or indirectly, whichever way, oh Allah, they have contributed towards our deen, oh Allah, our asatiza ikram, our mashayikh, oh Allah, oh Allah, specifically our hazrat, oh Allah, oh Allah, you grant them afiyat in every respect, oh Allah, oh Allah, honor them, oh Allah, in this world and the akhirat, oh Allah, oh Allah, you be pleased with them, oh Allah, oh Allah, you keep them, oh Allah, in your pleasure all the time, oh Allah, oh Allah, always keep them guiding us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make us a coolness of the eyes, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us from the displeasure of the awliya, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, show us how to be respectful to them, oh Allah. Show us how to appreciate them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, all deed rests on them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, show us how to take benefit from them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us from the displeasure, oh Allah. Oh Allah, teach us, oh Allah. Teach us the etiquette of this path, oh Allah. Teach us how to conduct ourselves in their presence, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are weak, oh Allah. We sit here, oh Allah, disappreciating every moment, oh Allah. Disregarding every moment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you teach us, oh Allah, the etiquette of this path, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us in every respect, oh Allah. Oh Allah, be pleased with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, our household, oh Allah, do forgive them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bring about haya, bring about the fabric of haya in our household, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we have tore this fabric out of our houses, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you grow this fabric again of haya in our household again, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the highest level of haya in every respect, in us, in our families, in our children, in our progeny, right until the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us from bare haya, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you help us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, many a time we have slipped up and we have overlooked the Sharia, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you have kind, oh Allah. You overlooked our weaknesses, oh Allah. Oh Allah, ainda ke liya, oh Allah. Bless us with the tawfiq and hidayat, oh Allah, to emulate every single sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. Bless our households, oh Allah. Kamil sunnat ki kamil ittiba naseeb farma. Aur isi par hamare maut aa jaye, oh Allah. Oh Allah, create a disgust and dislike and hatred for any other way other than the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. Create a burning love in our hearts, oh Allah, to practice. We must be eager to practice every single sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. We find only comfort in his way, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with this, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. We have disregarded his sunnat, oh Allah. He has cried, shed blood and tears for this ummah, for us, oh Allah, day and night, oh Allah. Oh Allah, he hadn't seen us, oh Allah, but he was worried about our concern all the time, oh Allah. Oh Allah, and today we are disregarding his sunnat, oh Allah. We are responsible for kicking out his sunnat, oh Allah. We are responsible for wiping out the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, and introducing the way of the kuffar, oh Allah. Forgive us for this great, great guna, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let it not be that we are assembled with these people on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, on account of us liking their ways, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Well before that, oh Allah, change our ways, oh Allah. Bring out our change on us, oh Allah. Allow us to change our ways, oh Allah, so that we can identify with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyam, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are weak, oh Allah. Oh Allah, do forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering everywhere in the world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, do forgive them, oh Allah. If it is a punishment from your side, oh Allah, then give us all the tawfiq and hidayah to make tawbah and conform to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, and forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Make the entire ummah ek aur nek bana de, oh Allah. Ittifaq aur ittihad paida farma, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us realize our weaknesses, oh Allah. Make tawbah from our weaknesses, oh Allah. And allow us to conform, oh Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, we are scared, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are scared, oh Allah, for the moment of death, oh Allah. Amari, what will happen to us, oh Allah? We don't know what is decreed at that moment for us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make it the best of our moments, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make that moment of death the best of our moments, oh Allah. Oh Allah, support us at that time, oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't disregard us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, be with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, distance the shaitan at that time, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are scared of that moment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, there are people that spend their entire lives on deen, oh Allah, but at that moment, oh Allah, shaitan robbed them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, it is only you can save us at that moment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are scared of that moment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, be on our side, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let it be such, oh Allah, that we are smiling at that moment, oh Allah. The malaikas are supporting us from every side, oh Allah. Oh Allah, shaitan is nowhere to be seen anywhere near there, oh Allah. Distance him from us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, the qabr is a frightening place, oh Allah. We cannot stand a few moments of darkness in this world, oh Allah. We become so pareshan, oh Allah. What will happen in the qabr when we are alone, oh Allah? When we can hear footsteps leaving us, oh Allah, all alone, oh Allah. Kya hoga, oh Allah? Oh Allah, take pity upon us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we're frightened for that moment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, see to it, oh Allah, that expel all fears at that moment from us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, keep the Quran Kareem with us, oh Allah, at that moment as a companion, oh Allah. Keep our namaz, oh Allah, although it is very, very full of faults, oh Allah. We are weak, oh Allah. We don't have any amals to count upon, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you create us bound for our stay there, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you support us there, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you expel all types of fears there, oh Allah. Make it an enjoyable journey, oh Allah, an enjoyable resting place, oh Allah. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, we hear the word of Qiyamah, oh Allah, and we tremble, oh Allah. How are we going to stand before you, Allah, embarrassed, oh Allah? There are such sins, oh Allah, that only me and you know, Allah, that we have committed, oh Allah. How are we going to present it before you, before the entire creation, oh Allah? Oh Allah, like how you have covered up and covered us with clothes of honor today, oh Allah. The people sitting here before me don't know my sins, oh Allah. On that day also, oh Allah, conceal my sins, oh Allah. Oh Allah, hide my sins from the creation, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let it be that you have declared my forgiveness, oh Allah. Let it be that you have declared our forgiveness, oh Allah. You have wiped out our sins, oh Allah. You have changed our sins into good deeds, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you are pleased with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, there will be that class of people that will be exempted from all interrogation on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are not worthy of even asking to be from amongst this class, oh Allah. But today, oh Allah, we are not even worthy of being amongst these pious servants in your house, oh Allah. Despite not being worthy, you have placed us here, oh Allah. Like that on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah. Place us from amongst that group of people who are exempted from all interrogations, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you enter us into Jannah, oh Allah, bi ghayri hisab, oh Allah. Oh Allah, declare your pleasure for us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, be happy with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, there is so many things, oh Allah, we would want to ask for, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you know, oh Allah, you have always given us more than what we have asked for, oh Allah. So many things without us asking, oh Allah, you have favorably kept on showering upon us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, continue viewing us and showering your favors upon us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us all the good that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked of you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us protection from all the things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought protection from you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, our sick and ailing, oh Allah. Oh Allah, cure them, oh Allah. Make the sickness a means of their becoming cleansed, O Allah, and washing away the gunas, O Allah. Make it a means of them getting the highest ranks in Jannat, O Allah. O Allah, grant them afiyat in every respect, O Allah. Grant them rahat, O Allah. Our beloved Ustad, O Allah, Harun Sahab, O Allah, and many others are ailing, O Allah. O Allah, you grant them afiyat in every respect, O Allah. Grant them shifa, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. Be pleased with them, O Allah. O Allah, give us the tawfiq and hidayat to care for them, O Allah. O Allah, give us the tawfiq and heart to care for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, make it such, O Allah, that our doors are open for anyone that needs help at any time, O Allah. Let us not be selfish, O Allah. Grant us ithar like the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala li majmain. Accept us, accept our energies, accept our wealth, accept our children, accept everything from us for serving your creation, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to be punctual, to be committed to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. You be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us every good, O Allah. O Allah, declare our forgiveness, O Allah. O Allah, do declare our forgiveness, O Allah. Sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatihi.